Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And let's talk about patterns. The patterns of life. Everything is a pattern. We're all patterns. Our consciousness is patterns. The way we think, the way our bodies are shaped and formed are patterns. No surprise. And so what can we learn about ourselves when we understand more about patterns, and how can we use them and influence patterns? What are the ways that we can operate in life as pattern masters? And so to help us be pattern masters is a woman who's been on the show before. She is very adept at all kinds of aspects of these, not only patterns, but just working very artfully in life to make it work better for herself, for all of us. She's a wonderful teacher. And that's Marion Mace. Marion, welcome to Energy Stew.
Oh, thank you, Peter. Thank you for having me on again. I'm so happy to speak with you.
Sure. It's great to talk with you. And so the last show we did, and I'm happy to talk more about it too, are the algorithms developed by Grigory Grabovoi. And you're a student of his work. And I love his work. And a lot of people I know now are getting more and more into understanding these algorithms, numerical sequences that influence everything. You even recommended a book to me that I got that all it is anatomy. Page after page after page of anatomy. And each page has dozens of algorithmic numerical sequences for every part of our anatomy and how those sequences, we can use them to influence that part of our anatomy.
Yes, it's absolutely fascinating. When I first got those books, to see how much detail, everything is a sequence, and the sequence is about restoring harmony. So, yeah, it certainly blew my mind when I had a look how much detail and how well we're put together. We're not just thrown together. We're actually a number sequence and a series of geometric shapes, and it all comes together and works pretty well.
Yeah, now that book was strictly mechanical, it was anatomical. And then he has other books pages and pages and pages of numbers of the function of the body.
Yes.
And how it can dysfunction in almost every disease that he addresses. He actually has numerical sequences that can harmonize and heal those conditions.
Oh, absolutely. So there is, as you said, another book which looks at when you have an illness. And so the number sequence then is for restoring the harmony of the illness. And it's a bit of a go on a journey sort of thing, because we get a lot of emails from people who use the numbers who say, well, I've used this number and I'm not quite getting the result I'm looking for. And then I said, well, then you need to sort of take a step back and look at what other elements could there be. So, for instance, somebody was saying, oh, my pancreas is not working. I've used the number code for that and I can't seem to get a result with that. And I go, okay, yes, but have a look. There might be also a psychological issue with that. And pancreas is usually about the joy of life. So you may need to find a number code in his two books, The Psychological Norming, Part 1 and 2. So you can look at that, and it's like using a combination of lock. When you finally find the right combination, each number that you've used previously has added to it, has opened up different areas of your consciousness, and then finally, this is just sort of like the last key to finally unlock it. So I guess sometimes using the numbers when you've got things going on in your physical body might have other elements to them, and it's a bit of a journey. You become a little bit of a detective, and at the same time, you discover a whole lot of numbers that you mightn't have even realized before that are all connected.
Right, and it's an endless supply of Grabovoi numbers out there.
Yes, he has. There's a lot of numbers that haven't actually, a lot of books that haven't even been translated into English. So numbers for the stars and planets, numbers for pets, numbers for plants. So there's, a lot of numbers.
Amazing. And there's another aspect to this that you told me about regrowing missing organs or glands or teeth. And it's fascinating that these numbers can actually influence our DNA to regrow something that's been removed from the body.
Well, if you go back to originally when we started our process of growing our own body, because that's what we did, that we were housed in our mother's womb, but we had the original eternal cell, which had all the information of not only just our DNA and all our firstborn cells and screens that sort of add up to the different systems we need, but the information was stored within the body, and that information never went anywhere, any place at all. It still exists. So if, for instance, and we've just had a student in Melbourne who has regrown her ovaries after they were surgically removed. It took her 3 months. And so we told her, we said to her, based on Grabovoi's teachings, we know that the information still exists there. So when you use structures and also see in your consciousness the organ already restored, then, and this is where she said she had a little challenge at the start, was to actually believe that it can be done. And she got over that totally. And in fact, in that 3 months, then she had medical evidence that she had regrown it. So the information still exists on the spiritual area. It's a matter of bringing it into the physical reality. And you do that through a number of ways. As I said, firstly, you need to see the organ already there and trust it's there. And then secondly, you spend some time each day noticing that all the cells are regenerating and restoring. So it's a little bit of a process. I do have her details and the actual process that she went through. So I'm happy to share that with anyone who wants to. Happy to share that with you, Peter. Good. But it's very interesting, yeah.
So it's complex, but the information is there, and we need to influence our DNA to go back to work.
Absolutely. The information's there. And yes, I guess it's complex in that we have to do something and imagine and all the rest of it. But in the balance of that, it's too easy that people don't believe that it's actually possible.
Right. So it becomes impossible if you don't believe it.
Well, and because in the collective consciousness, generally people don't believe that that can happen because of the programs that we've been given by, the systems and the doctors and all the rest of it. So sometimes there are so many distortions in the collective consciousness with this. And of course, if we're influenced by people around us who don't believe it, then sometimes it's hard for us to believe. So one of the reasons why we try to get out the information that it's possible to actually regrow your organs, we want the collective consciousness to know, and a greater percentage of them to know this information, so that they believe that it's norm. It's that 100th monkey syndrome. We only need a small proportion of the collective consciousness to know this in the heart is true. And then all of a sudden, everyone knows that it's actually true.
And completely regrowing an organ is one thing, but how about healing an organ that needs healing? There are DNA sequences that can be activated to actually restore the body to its perfect health. And we just have to really tackle it in appropriate ways. Now, I was reading a book, or I am reading a book for a future radio show called The Soul of the Matter. I don't know if it's in print yet. I have a review copy. And in it, the author talks about the fact that our DNA has limitations, because there's trillions of things that go on in our bodies and in our consciousness that are influenced by DNA. And yet, if you look at DNA, it's not so big. You might have some millions of opportunities with DNA, but there are trillions of needs. So how do you go beyond the base pairs of DNA that actually can science can determine and look at these more, you know, obscure ways of making the body work and making our consciousness work, because science has no idea about how our consciousness works. And so
they have no idea about DNA because they only say we have two strands, and in fact we have a lot more.
Yeah, but they work in different ways than they can determine. And so they haven't found those ways. But in this book, it talks about that the only answer to really extend the use of DNA is through algorithms. Mm-hmm. Numerical sequences that are creations of life. And that's what I really believe a lot of Grabovoi's numbers are, the opportunity to be a co-creator of consciousness, of our feelings, our moods, of our work in life, on a multidimensional level, because he also has, for instance, he has numbers for finance and for business that don't work materially. You can say, oh, I want business to be better. But what does that mean? You know, can your consciousness really create better business without going to work and working hard to create, you know, just putting in more hours? But what if we can actually create an energy in the multidimensional universe that harmonically brings together other conditions that help us make life better?
Well, it's interesting because when we first started looking at that book about 3 years ago, when you first start reading that book on numbers for successful business, it's a whole new paradigm. And so we often say, read the last two chapters first and then go back to the first chapter. So Grabovoi is working from the premise of that for you to be successful in the business world, and you are in business if you are exchanging your time for money. So even if you're an employee, you're in the business of exchanging your time for money. So he says, for me as an entity, so think of, for instance, our business, E equals VS. For E equals VS to be successful, we have to think of the extended people that are involved in that. So we can look at all the people in the background that help us, the people that, you know, do our website. We look at our customers, we look at our suppliers. And so when we do controls, as Grabovoi calls them, when we start taking control of our reality, we need to bring into that everyone is also in harmony. So there's no point just doing from a perspective of like, well, how much money can we make? We need to make sure that all the people around us are in harmony, because if they are doing well, you are doing well. So there is a global effect when we're doing business. So when, for instance, we look in our physical bank account, we notice if there's not enough finances, or we can see there's not enough people on a workshop or in a webinar, then we start looking in our consciousness at different structures. So, for instance, one of the things that we do is we look at our financial matrix, and we notice if there are any dark geometric patterns in there, or any cloudiness and darkness. And that indicates to us that there is either a program, a thought pattern, or some negative information in there that may be affecting the flow of money into our business. So we would realign our business, use some geometric shapes to clear that particular matrix, and then it's done. And then we watch how that happens. Now, we do controls every day on ourselves, so we harmonize ourselves first, harmonize Brian and my relationship between each other, because we're a part of the business. We harmonise our finances, we harmonise the business and everybody else that we're involved in. So we don't actually do much advertising. We spend 80% of our time harmonising it in the spiritual world and then 20% of the time actually doing something in the physical world, which is totally opposite to what we're told, as you said. You know, we're taught to spend 80% of our time doing and maybe 20% of our time preparing. Now, Brian's working on a solar hydrogen project and he's been working on it for 2 years with a business partner. And they are doing something physically. They're putting a plan together, which is what Grabovoi talks about in his book. What's your plan? What do you bring to the table of life? Right through that whole plan, even having it looked at peer-reviewed and government-reviewed and all the rest of it, every part of the plan he has written number codes and controls around. So the whole evolution over the past 2 years has been around harmonising the project. And he hasn't had to look, and his business partner haven't had to look for one single person. People have come to him. Like out of the blue, a guy came to visit the dentist across the road that had known Brian for a long time and happened to call in and said, what are you up to? And Brian talked about him and he owns a big conference center. And he said, we're going for 7-star green energy and we need exactly what you've got. Why don't we be partners in this? So this is just, when you start to harmonize and work it that way, people come to you. You don't need to find.
I love that. Yes. And yeah. So that's why it's important to see the scope of the numbers and how they interface out in the greater world with others and it can influence others and even project them out there like that to see that they're operating for you in outside of your own particular sphere of your own consciousness.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about a code, a formula that you work with, and it's part of your company name, E equals VS.
Yes.
What is that?
It's a mathematical equation. E stands for energy, V stands for volume of information, and S stands for speed of the perception of the volume of information. So the volume of information is not talking about a logical left brain approach to it. A volume of information is what you're able. So imagine that all around you is information like a mathematical coding, like in a computer program, which exists all around us. How much of that information can you take in at one time? So think of yourself in a class, if you can remember being in a classroom, and the teacher knows exactly what they're talking about, but you get to a point where you think, I wish you would stop talking because I just can't take in anymore. So at that particular time, the amount, the volume of the information, you've got to the level that you can. And then the speed of your perception of that information volume is how you're able to understand and process that. So for instance, when, as I mentioned before, when we look at, for instance, our emotional matrix, how are we looking at that? Well, we're looking at it in our consciousness, and we can pick up a lot that's happening, as you would say, in your intuition, the spiritual realm, that most people don't even access or don't even think to look at it. So your perception is speeded up and you're able to take in a lot more information. So for instance, when you look at with your physical eye, you just look at one part of information, but actually you're picking up a whole lot more than you can imagine.
So E equals VS means greater impact. Coming and going, both.
Yeah. And it's also a protection formula. So, for instance, whenever negative, well, you might call it energy, but we call it information. So negative information sees that formula, it starts to turn to light. It starts to transform.
And so how do you use it to make it active to do that?
So all of the things that we work with, whether it be number codes or whether it be geometric shapes or a formula, are creator tools, and they just need to be given an objective or an aim. So for instance, if we were wanting to clear a room We can imagine that there are silver spheres in every corner of the room, and in those spheres is the formula E equals VS. In the center of the room, we imagine a very large sphere, which sort of acts like a vacuum, and we connect those four spheres with a very large sphere in the middle of the room with a light impulse. So with light coming from in, and we give the objective to that whole structure for the removal of any negative information and restoring to the creator's norm, which means harmony, harmony. So we set this structure in the room, and that's exactly what happens. One of the tools that we use for clearing is a cube of mirrors, which has mirrors on the inside, and the formula on the outside, E equals VS. And when we use it to capture any negative information, and that can be on a macro level, so it can be quite big, could be a room, could be a suburb, or it can be at a micro level. So we could say if your liver wasn't functioning properly and there was a lot of negative information there, then we would use that structure and imagine it around a hologram, for instance, of our liver, and give it the objective to harmonize all negative information in the liver and restore it to the creator's norm. And then the cube starts to transform that negative information. And it's very quick. I previously was trained in pranic healing. It would take me 30 minutes maybe to clear somebody, and we can use a cube of mirrors to clear somebody and they're clear in 5 minutes. It's so easy. I taught my 7-year-old grandson how to use it. So when his dad comes home, because his dad works he is a cabinet maker and he deals with a lot of guys, but his father is very sensitive, and my grandson will pick up that, you know, Dad, you've picked up something. I can feel it's on your left-hand side, and he will just go up and imagine this cube of mirrors and take it away. And my son-in-law is always amazed. What are you doing? How did you do that?
So. And E equals VS makes it more powerful.
Yeah, that's right.
Good. I love that. There's so many techniques that we can work with in our lives. As long as we're paying attention and can identify what we need to address in our lives.
Well, I think about what you started off with, Peter, when you talked about patterns that are in our lives. And most of us are kept so busy, we don't actually look at the patterns. The patterns are actually giving us indications. So when you can see that you seem to be doing Groundhog Day again, and you seem to be doing the same pattern and getting the same result, then that tells you there's some information within your information field, within your matrix, that is in disharmony. It's sitting there like a default program in a computer, which you need to press erase delete in. So when you can see the patterns, then you go, okay, this is information of disharmony, and you can use a number code or a geometric shape or a timeline or whatever it is that you're working, whatever tool that you're working with, but you erase it.
Yeah. Let's talk about the fact that we need to know the questions. So we don't know what to fix unless we have a question about it. And so that's why I like all of these Grabovoi numbers that have purposes to them. So I can look at that and create a question to myself. Is this purpose, am I fulfilled in this purpose, in that purpose, in that purpose, in that purpose? And then I'll create a question of, oh my gosh, I must be missing this particular purpose. And then I'll address that with an algorithm and also use forms and whatever we can, again, create a question about. What form do I need to use? How do I use it? So it's really about, we can't get anywhere unless we know what questions to ask so we can find the answers.
Well, we were just talking about before about when you start to listen to the language of your soul, which is your intuition. And, you know, so for instance, if in reference to what I just described before, I can see that there is a pattern, it's giving me an indication that there is some information that I'm not clear on. So when you start working with your intuition and say, in reference to this situation, Will I get my best result with a number code? And for us, we just do simple yes and no, and then you might get a feeling or see a word or a sense, whatever it is to you, or a body indication of that. Or am I best getting my result with this tool? And one of the tools that we use, you know, as I said, was equals VF Cuba mirrors, or it could be of another geometric shape that we use. It's pretty easy, which is called a cube cone cube, which is a small cube inside a cone, and over that whole structure is another cube. That's another trance. So we just ask our intuition to give us an indication, or our soul to give us an indication, what is the best. But you can't do anything wrong. The worst thing that happens is nothing happens.
Right. We do want to be more fertile in our imagination of what to do right.
Yeah, but here, the other thing is, when you start to trust in your intuition, you know, sometimes you'll notice, for instance, that the geometry, that the situation will have a geometric form. So, for instance, we're talking about finances and your cash flow is not okay. So you can ask to see in your consciousness the geometric form, the negative information about your cash flow not functioning in the norm. So you will sense or see it as something. It could look like an ink blot or a something, any shape. Mm-hmm. And then you need to trust that that's happening. And then you ask, okay, well, show me the colour of that. Okay, so you might see it as a dark khaki green colour. Well, what is it that you want to do about your finances? I want to restore my cash flow to the creator's norm, which means lots of cash flow. Then you change the color, change the shape of that original shape. So maybe from an ink blot to a sphere.
A diamond.
Change the information. It's that easy. It's really easy.
Okay. This is so wonderful. And there's so much more. And you do have workshops all the time. And you have your website. What's your website?
It's that formula, E equals VS, but the equal sign is actually spelt. So it's double E Q U A L S, V for Victor, S for Sam, .com.au.
Okay, because you're in Australia.
We're in Australia, but we do a lot of webinars across the globe. So.
Right. And hopefully we'll talk again in the not too distant future, because you have so many wonderful things to bring to our attention.
Well, I like that we swap ideas, so that's great, Peter.
Yeah, I love that. So, Marion Mays, thanks so much for being a guest on Energy Stew.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate that, Peter. Thank you.
Me too. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.